You're listening to Comedy Central.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We all love technology. You know, it's what lets us secretly watch our Airbnb guests while we're out of town. But we also recognize that in the last few years, technology has unleashed a lot of social changes that people are worried about. And different countries have addressed these problems in different ways. You know, in America, the government has talked a lot about regulating big tech, then taken huge campaign contributions from big tech and forgotten all about it. So that's one approach. But one country has been taking much more drastic steps. And I'm talking about China. Rising superpower and country that has held the world record for most Chinese people for 4,000 years straight. China's government isn't hamstrung by annoying things like democracy or human rights. So when they see a problem, well, they go after it a whole lot harder. For example, cryptocurrency. Everyone in the West is trying to figure out how to regulate cryptocurrency while respecting the free market. And now China's response is, we have another idea.
Cryptocurrency is now illegal in China. Today, China's central bank declared all transactions involving Bitcoin and other virtual currencies illegal. It's the latest effort from China to block the use of the unofficial digital money. Chinese officials say cryptocurrency disrupts the financial system and leads to money laundering and other crimes.
Man, you know crypto's got issues when the Chinese government thinks it's too shady. Yeah, they're like, everything needs to be by the books when we're selling authentic Larry Vuitton bags. And look, it is true. Crypto is used for crimes and money laundering. But on the other hand, people who are not criminals have also invested their savings into it. And China just got rid of it one day without any warning. Bam, it's gone. You know, this reminds me of the time I came home from school and my mom had thrown out my entire porn collection. Wait, no, I don't want to say porn collection. Let's do it again. Let's do it again and say baseball cards. Yeah. When my mom threw out my entire baseball card collection. Yeah, that's better. It was a huge porn collection though, man. Oh man, I miss it so much. But China isn't just worried about how its citizens spend their money. It's worried about how they spend their time. For example, people in China spend more time playing video games than any other country in the world. And now, the Chinese government is pulling the plug.
Kids in China will have their video game time greatly reduced, not by mum and dad, but by the Chinese government. Anyone under 18 is now limited to just an hour of online gaming per day on weekends and holidays between 8 and 9 p.m. It's all part of Beijing's crackdown on gaming addiction.
Whew. Yo, man, I gotta say, this is very short-sighted of China. Only 3 hours of video games a week? I mean, yeah, maybe your kids will get more fresh air and exercise, but they're gonna grow up having no idea how to catch a Pokemon. A few years from now, those things are gonna be overrunning the cities. The Pokemon are everywhere! They're everywhere! There's something we gotta do to them all! But what is it? What are we gonna do? So, this is rough news for Chinese gamers. Although, this is great news for me.
Yeah. Looks like you won't be beating me in Warzone tonight, Weijiang. Cause you're not allowed to play until the weekend. Guess I'm gonna get my ass beat by a South Korean teenager instead, bitch!
Now, of course, if you want to limit kids' screen time, you can't just stop at video games, right? More and more, they're spending their time on social media apps, like TikTok. Which is why China is bringing down the hammer on that too.
Another tech crackdown for kids in China. Douyin, that's China's version of TikTok, is limiting users under 14 years old to only 40 minutes a day.
The youth mode will also restrict kids under the age of 14 to use the app between 6 a.m. and 10 p.m. The app will be inaccessible to those users outside of those hours. It applies to all users who are registered with their real names and age.
Wait. Douyin is China's version of TikTok? I thought TikTok was China's version of TikTok. Am I the only one who thought this? But this is bad news for Douyin. I mean, if kids can only be online for 40 minutes a day, then the only people left on your app are going to be old people. Well, let's be honest, you don't need two Facebooks. And look, I'm not one of those people who thinks China made TikTok so that they could steal everyone's data and spy on their dance moves, but you have to admit, it is a little weird that they got the rest of us addicted everywhere in the world, and then they turn to their kids like, okay, you guys stop now. Why? Shh, we'll tell you later. The rest of us are just there like... But aside from video games and social media, there's another obsession that China is particularly nervous about, and that's celebrity fan culture. Yeah, you know how celebrities all have these rabid devoted fan bases like the Swifties or the Beliebers or the Bayhive? I mean, I also have my own fan group. Yeah, they call themselves the Trevor Noah Fans. I mean, it's not a great name, you know. I suggested something more fun like the Noah Mads or the Dimplings, but they just got mad and doxed me. It's a very toxic community. I need to do something about it. The point is, China is worried about how out of control these groups are getting, and so they're clamping down on that too.
China is cleaning up its entertainment industry, clamping down on what it calls chaotic fan culture.
Millions of young fans loyal to famous actors and singers are a lucrative force in China's entertainment industry. Now, celebrity fan clubs have become the latest target of government regulators. Authorities have banned activities which encourage fans to spend money on their favorite stars. Online celebrity rankings and discussions about their salaries are also prohibited. State media newspaper The Global Times says fan clubs could be used to manipulate minds and split Chinese society.
Whoa. People. If you ban the population from obsessively following celebrities, how are people supposed to know what to buy, how to look, or whose testicles are really swollen? Do you know what you're doing here? I mean, look, I also get it from China's perspective. You know, every minute Chinese people spend idolizing celebrities is a minute they're not spending idolizing the Communist Party. So Xi Jinping can either ban them or compete with them. And let's be honest, competing with them is not going to work.
Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central. And stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.